Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Big guest here today from the End Center for the Arts, UCCS Galleries of Contemporary Art Director Daisy McGowan. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Oh, great to see you. Let's make sure her mic is not muted. There we go. Say it again.
Hi Renee.
It's great to see you. Sorry about that. And also joining us, Caitlin Lowens, Artistic Director at TheaterWorks. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
It's so great to see you guys. The last time we saw you and we spoke, it was right before the very busy holiday season.
We survived.
Yeah, so, did you? Yeah. How was it?
It was magical.
Was it?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was so much going on. It was
so much going on. The building was so very full of very excited humans, especially families. That adds a special energy around the holidays.
I'm sure it does. Absolutely. So let's first start with kind of the history for End Center for the Arts. A lot of folks may not know it's really very new. If they're new to the area, it's only what, a couple years old.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people we still run into that are amazed to find out about the End Center for the Arts. And then when they come to a show and experience the energy and the building and the architecture, you know, we're part of UCCS, but we're right there on the edge of UCCS at Nevada, just south of I-25, near that, you know, the shopping center there that is so popular. We've been open now for 2 years as of January. So we just marked our two-year anniversary in January of opening this multi-venue, 92,000 square foot.
Yeah.
Performing Arts and Visual Arts Center, and it's a really wonderful space. It combines the best of UCCS. We have one foot in the community. We have professional theater company, TheaterWorks. We have a presenting series with the Artist Series. We have concerts coming there. We've got one to talk about here coming up in April that's exciting with Tanya Tucker. And then we have the Galleries of Contemporary Art, and we have a public sculpture program. But we also have our academic programs there. And so that's really the heart of UCCS, where we bring together our students and our faculty and the community, and we offer a chance to have an experience like no other in the region.
Now, do you often think that a lot of folks, you know, I was under the impression when it was first being built, I bet you guys run into this a lot, that it's only for UCCS students, that it's not open to the public to come and enjoy and the community can take part in it. Do you kind of still kind of run into that kind of sometimes?
That's why we love getting on the air and talking with your folks here and sharing the good, you know, the news about the End Center for the Arts is here for the public. We have a whole range of public-facing programs. Programs like ours at the gallery are largely free. The gallery's free to visit. Other programs have a ticket, you know, just like you would at the World Arena or the Pikes Peak Center. We bring folks in from, you know, as we try to reach out and get the word out. And often our students often feel, oh, this is maybe a space for the community. So we have a double sort of edge to get over there.
This is for just the community, right? Mm-hmm. And not for the students.
Yeah, because the classes that are in there are theater, music,
right.
Dance. There's a wonderful programs, you know, some visual art and art history, but a limited amount. Otherwise, if you're not taking one of those classes, you might not go there. But we've designed the space, actually. It's a wonderful space to come during the day. You could meet with folks there. We have a cafe during the day. And then in the evening, it's transformed into, you know, this multi-venue space with so much going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then there's something opening on, it sounds like, what is today? I don't even know what today is.
Wednesday, February 26th.
And this is opening tomorrow. Is that right? It's called, is it called Seat of Learning?
Yes. So the Galleries of Contemporary Art, we open one major exhibition a semester in the End Center. So this is a big deal. We have had the artists here for 6 weeks, but I've actually been working on this project with them. We figured out for 3 years. We visited
this
the End Center.
You've been working on this for 3 years.
I visited the End Center with them when the floor in the gallery was dirt and we were looking in through, you know, walls that had no windows, and we are sort of visualizing. They've built a structure. It's a multimedia, multi-sensory experience in the space, and they've worked with our students on site for the last 6 weeks, and there are 32 different objects that individuals contributed. They interviewed people all over the southwestern U.S. And invited them to bring an object that taught them something or had a special memory. And from that, they did video interviews of folks, and they selected down to 32. Everything from a
30. So there's 32
objects. 32
objects. Okay.
And you move through the space, the structure they've built, and you have an interaction with each one. And there's an audio recording you can listen to. There's a video. But it's everything from a VW Beetle bug, which we did fit into the
How
gallery.
How did you put that in there?
Well, funny story.
Like, are we talking like vintage, like 60s?
60s, wow. Vintage.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
J.D. Sell is the local owner of that. And everything from that to an adoption letter from a family that meant so much to an individual to, you know, sort of memorabilia and a baseball signed by Willie Mays to, you know, a little boy's doll named Greepo, a stuffed monkey.
Oh.
And he talks about how Greepo has been injured and he's sewn up and the little boy wrote, you know, has a recording that you can listen to that tells his story about why Greepo means so much to him. And then they've let us borrow the objects and they've built this space and you move through. It's so hard to describe. I can't wait for people to experience it. And it will be up into July, so you'll have a lot of time. But Thursday night, we are going to open it to the public. Okay. The artists are here. They're Jane Lackey and Thomas Lane, and they're based out of Santa Fe right now, but they've been longtime artists across the country. They were in the Detroit area for quite a while at Cranbrook. They'll be here. They're going to give a talk at 6. Anyways, it's all free, and folks can just show up between 5 and 8 p.m., and the talk will happen in the beautiful Chapman Theater, which is our jewel of a theater, our recital hall. That's wonderful also for artist lectures.
Okay, so let's make sure everybody has the time so that the artist talk is starting at 6, you said?
Yes.
And then the show opens, the Seat of Learning.
Yeah, and the way those receptions work is you can pop in any time between 5 and 8.
Okay.
You know, it's just a
perfect.
We have food, we have wine, we have beer from Bristol Brewing, thanks to their sponsorship. And then you can experience the art, and then we're open every day but Monday at the gallery, so they can come back as well.
And you said it's here through almost midsummer.
Yep, Perfect. Exactly.
Okay, we do need to take a break. We'll have more with Daisy and Caitlin and Center for the Arts next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to be talking with Caitlin Lowens, Daisy McGowan from End Center for the Arts. And again, really quick, Daisy, let's talk about the opening, because this is very exciting. When you're working on a project for 3 years, we got to talk about it, right? Am I wrong?
It feels so good to talk about it.
Right, let's talk about it. Okay, so Seat of Learning opening tomorrow.
Yes, two artists based out of Santa Fe right now. Like I said, we've been working with them for 3 years to realize this project, and they've been here on site working for 6 weeks, and it's one of the most intense projects we have done in the space, but that's what's so exciting about this new space. We sort of started dreaming far, you know, back. Took 5 years to work on the End Center in earnest, and then it opened 2 years ago, so really the last seven years. And we started thinking, what could we do there? We've done things like bring the Stark Kemp sculptures there. You know, we've had so many amazing theatrical and performing arts experiences there for our community. So it's just wonderful to be a part of it. And we hope everybody comes out tomorrow night. It is free.
Yeah, 5 to 8.
5 to 8.
Yes.
And check out the show.
And also talking about some fun other arts, let's talk about Theater Works, Caitlin.
Ooh, I'm happy to talk about Theater Works all day.
Yeah, so give us a little history, because Theater Works has actually been a part of this community.
Yeah, for over 40 years.
Yeah, right.
And it's always been in residence at UCCS, but has found many different homes. So they were in one converted classroom and at Dwyer Hall, and then another space that a lot of our patrons or people in the community might know, University Hall. And then, of course, 2 years ago, as Daisy mentioned, moved into the Ent Center for the Arts.
Yeah, that had to be nice to have a permanent home.
Yes, I can imagine. I actually came after the gala, after the big opening. I've seen the pictures. It looked like a really great party. But it's wonderful to have a space that we're getting to know really well, and we're getting to understand how it is that our audience can best experience some really great art in this lovely space that we have, the Dusty Lou Bon Vivant Theater.
And the name alone.
The name alone.
Right? The name alone. You just want to go there just for the name alone.
Exactly.
So let's kind of the interesting thing about Theater Works is the actors, right? Mm-hmm. It's very community-based, isn't it?
Yes. So what we pride ourselves on is this amazing bringing together of the local community and then the larger state community and then the national landscape. So we, all of our teams, whether they be the designers and the directors or the actors, are this combination of folks who live right here in Colorado Springs, with maybe folks that we've drawn from all around the state of Colorado, with folks who are working nationally. So we get that cross-pollination where people feel like they have local actors who they know or they're getting to know, and then they're also getting to see people who live in Chicago or New York and are bringing those perspectives and those expertise to our community as well.
And it's also a huge learning curve. I mean, they can learn and grow from that.
And then also those actors from elsewhere get to learn about our community. It's always so fun when they're about to head out. They like deliver their list of, oh my gosh, I went to the best coffee shop. You have to tell all of the other out of town actors about this coffee shop. So they get to form these connections in our community too.
So what have been some of the, and it looks like you have a new show opening up in mid-March, which we're going to talk about, but let's talk about some of the shows that have been done.
Yeah, so we've had, so the first thing that comes to mind is actually the first production I got to direct here, which was last year I had the privilege of directing A Christmas Carol, which was actually the adaptation done by the founding artistic director, Murray Ross, who passed away. And I got to interpret his scripts with local actors, most of whom played their own musical instruments, with puppetry, with just with a really wonderful actor playing Scrooge. And it was just a gift, and I felt connected to sort of TheatreWorks' history, but then also the next step on our journey.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's not like your next opening is a small little thing.
No. Well, it's funny because it's both
it's not
like
a small little project.
It's wee and it's epic at the same time. So we're doing a play called An Iliad by Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare. And in it, here's the small bit. It's that it's one actor and one musician, a cellist. But it's one actor and one musician telling the entire story of the Iliad. So
that's
epic
amazing.
Story of the Trojan War as interpreted by one actor
and
one
musician.
Yes. And we're actually,
that's amazing.
It is. And I know we're here talking about the M Center, but every once in a while, TheatreWorks does go out into different spaces in the community, like, for example, in the summer. And this March, we're actually, UCCS has a sort of former warehouse and event space that it's in the process of turning into a cybersecurity center. And we are performing an Iliad in there. So it's actually going to be this
a
sort
little
of,
bit further south from
a
where
little
the
bit further
center,
south from where the end center is.
Yeah.
Still on Nevada, but it's going to have an experience that's going to feel a little bit more like maybe we just wandered in to hear this epic story. We've converted a warehouse into a performance space. So we're really excited to be able to have a home like at the M Center that we love, where there's so much art happening, but then also to
that
be able
can
to
be mobile and move.
Be mobile and infuse other spaces in the community with those wonderful high quality arts that Daisy was talking about.
Well, it's amazing that it's going to be a musician and an actor talking about the Iliad.
Yeah.
And doing their, you know, of the Iliad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the opening is March 12th.
Opens March 12th and runs through March 29th.
Now, how do folks get tickets
they
to this?
They go to tickets by going to UCCSPresents.org, and you can purchase tickets for that event there.
Okay, so again, March 12th, get your tickets now.
Absolutely.
And you said, how long is the show running for?
It will run for 3 weekends, so Thursday, March 12th through Sunday, March 29th.
You know what's really cool about that, though, too, is before that entire space is transformed for its future home, it's a great chance for you to get in there, too, and see what it is now before it gets completely transformed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we do have to take a news break. We'll have more with Daisy McGowan and Caitlin Lowens when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking with N Center for the Arts, Caitlin Lowens. I've said your name so many different ways. Caitlin, I'm sorry. So many different ways this morning. She is the artistic director for TheatreWorks. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello, Renee.
I don't know if I've had enough coffee today.
There's never enough coffee.
I know, because you were double-fisting the coffee that when she came in this morning. So you know the feels there. Daisy McGowan, director, UCCS Gallery of Contemporary Art, is here. Hello, Daisy. Great to see you.
Hello. It's great to be here.
And we're talking all things N Center for the Arts. And before we move on to the artist series, Caitlin, we did not have a chance to touch on the 2021 season for Theater Works. And so we know we have an Iliad opening March 12th. Get your tickets now, ucccspresents.org. And again, this is not happening at the End Center for the Arts. You're going to a different location.
Yes, we're off site.
Which is awesome. Not that far from End Center for the Arts, though.
No.
Yeah.
Still drive up Nevada.
Absolutely. But let's touch on really quick the rest of this 21 season for Theater Works.
Yeah. So after An Iliad, the last show of our current season is Passion Play by Sarah Ruhl. And that's this sort of three-part epic that goes to Elizabethan England and Germany in the 1930s and then the Dakotas during the Vietnam era. So that'll be really exciting. But as you're pointing out, we're also in the thick of planning for what we'll be doing next year.
Right.
And so right around the time An Iliad opens on Monday, March 9th, we're having a big season launch party where we'll announce what we're doing in the 2020-2021 season.
So you need to be there.
That's right.
It's super secret.
Super secret.
I like it.
Free event, big announcements.
Yeah, to find out what the... Well, because really, tickets can go pretty fast, can't
they?
Yeah,
exactly. And we have some sort of more intimate events plans for next season. So subscribers are the first and possibly the only people...
Sometimes to
who
get
will
tickets.
Get yeah. tickets for one or two of those events.
So are you saying they should go subscribe?
I mean, might be a good idea. Are like the secret best deal. I know nowadays folks are like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing next year. But on the other hand, you know, we have lots of weekends. It can be really nice to see all of the different stories, get to know the people who sit next to you, those sorts of things.
Yeah, and get your tickets first.
Just
saying.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Tickets and free drinks.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know Passion Play is coming, but the reveal for 2021 is coming.
The reveal for 2021 is coming in March.
Perfect.
Yes.
So much going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Daisy, let's talk about the artist series. We've touched on it before, but in previous shows and stuff like that, but let's kind of refresh. Yeah. Artist series, refresh. Yeah.
Well, the artist series really started with the opening of the End Center for the Arts. It was a new program. And we had designed these spaces, the Shockley-Zalabak Theater, named for our former chancellor, Pam Shockley-Zalabak, which seats about 725-ish seats. And then the Chapman Recital Hall, which is designed for acoustic, not amplified music in particular, but we've hosted all kinds of events in there and programs. And so Aisha Ahmed Post, our director, artistic director of the artist series, has brought a whole range of amazing, professional, world-class music, dance, cabaret, performance. We've had so many different things happening on those stages in just the short 2 years we've been open.
Right, yeah.
And this Friday
is
a big deal. Sam Bush, if you're into bluegrass, which I know many people are, we have the wonderful Meadowgrass Festival here in Black Forest and just a lot of bluegrass fans in Colorado. And so Sam Bush is sort of a legend. I was telling you on the break how he, you know, started this thing called Newgrass. And so there's a big following for that. He sort of started his own iteration of bluegrass, which is pretty cool.
And he's going to be here.
Yeah, and what's amazing about the theater, I said 720 seats, that sounds like a lot, but really when you're in that space,
it's more of an intimate kind of setting.
It feels so intimate. You really feel like you're right on the stage with the performers in many cases. And with this one, I'm sure it will be that way. And I'm going to be there with a lot of family. We've got family coming in from Fort Collins and some folks came out from Tennessee. He's got a big following. So there's still some tickets left for that. And I was mentioning he is playing as well in Denver, but why drive to Denver when you can see a most intimate and amazing show here at the End Center for the Arts on Friday
right.
night?
So. And we were kind of talking about that in the break. A lot of shows that are, normally in Denver, you guys are picking up here.
Yeah, we're
so
a stop
need to
now.
Check that calendar, right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so take a look at what's going on in the End Center for the Arts. There's a lot happening. Nicholas Payton Quartet is playing on March 7th, and the Spanish Harlem Orchestra on March 20th. So we've got a few shows coming up.
Now, do they go to the same place to get tickets,
UCCSpresents.org? Yes, UCCSpresents.org. Or if you want to come visit the show, the Seat of Learning opening tomorrow night, you know, at the gallery,
you can
pop up to the
there.
Box office, and they've got the whole menu there of tickets to be offered. It's really easy to get tickets online. You can actually call and folks will help you out over the phone or you can pop in person.
You know, the thing that amazes me about the End Center for the Arts is I feel like you could go in there and get lost for days. Am I wrong?
It's 92,000 square feet.
So you can last for days. Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking when right. Caitlin was describing, you know, she directed the Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol, excuse me, how, you know, I was remembering the lighting design for that was also amazing. And that space is just transformed, as theater spaces are. The Shockley's-Albeck Theater I've seen transformed in so many different ways. We've had some terrific dance companies there this mm-hmm. spring. And the Chapman Theater, I've seen everything from, you know, a three-piece group performing to dance to theatrical performance and opera. We've had opera
in
there.
Wow, that's amazing.
We do yoga, free yoga every Wednesday, and we've been doing it on the stage of the Chapman and also on the set of the last theater work show, which happened to be set in a yoga studio. So, but we're bringing yoga back to the gallery, but we sort of venture around the building, and I've been joking that everybody is getting this really special chance.
Yeah.
It's a focus on wellness. And so we invite the community, staff, right. faculty, anybody who wants to come Wednesdays at noon, that's today. Just wear your stretchy right. pants. We have, you know, we have mats.
Now, do sweatpants work?
They do.
Okay, good.
They absolutely do.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jackie. You know, come stretch with us. But it's a really cool way to check out the building because it is. It's quite, it sort of unfolds. It keeps unfolding and as you have different experiences right. in different spaces.
So the best way to see everything that's going on, the theater work schedule, the artist series, the show opening up is just to go to that website, right, mm-hmm. and check the events calendar. Is that yeah. really the best way to kind of see everything that's going on?
Because that calendar link will have all of the programs of the artist series, of theater works, of the galleries of contemporary art. And then also there are community groups and community arts groups that also rent or use the space. And so those folks will be on there as well. So you can really see all of the different ways in which you could experience art in the building.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, and our visual and performing arts department as well. They have a theater, a black box theater upstairs. Our students put on productions.
Yeah.
We have a lot of collaboration. The lecture tomorrow night is actually a collaboration with our visual art and art history department. And we still have a downtown space at GOCA, and so that's even on there. So you can really, and you know, capture whether it's happening offsite, like the Iliad, Iliad.
And Iliad about the Iliad.
Right. No, exactly. Whether you're taking that in or you're heading to a First Friday event at downtown GOCA, or you're at the End Center for the Arts, it's all there on the UCCSPresents.org website.
Perfect. Okay, guys, we've got to take a quick break, and we will have more with End Center for the Arts next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Yes, we are all waving our hands. You might be wondering why we are playing that song. It's because the student show is coming up.
It's true.
So and
it is hair.
Woo!
So once
I mean, you should have seen us. We were all like the 60s arm wave, mm-hmm. right? It was Daisy, you had right, it down, right. girl. You had it down.
There was some spinning happening.
There was spinning. Too bad they couldn't all see us spinning. Okay, so hair.
So once a year, this UCCS students take over the Dusty Lou, the professional space downstairs. And this year, they are performing the Broadway musical Hair.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so good. So if you need...
Now, can we dress up?
Mm-hmm, yeah, floral patterns
can
and
we?
Long...
parted and the glasses.
Yeah, and the glasses, definitely band? Encouraged.
All coming back.
Absolutely.
Can we do it?
You should.
I think we should.
It'll be a party.
Now, same place to get tickets for that, UCCSPresents.org.
Yes.
Okay. And that is opening March 12th as well.
Yes. The first weekend in March, that's a big weekend the second weekend of March is a big weekend for us.
It sounds like it. I mean, again, so many shows opening and everything like that. And I think that's the one thing. I don't want everybody to get overwhelmed, mm-hmm. right? Because we've thrown a lot at them today.
True.
So what is the best way you guys think to kind of, obviously go to the website, check it out. But, and as we talked about how huge. The End Center for the Artist, like take it day by day, piece by piece.
Yeah, we've got a good Facebook presence as well. Yeah. And we've got all the events on there and they've got links if you want to check that out with some visuals, videos. I think Sam Bush put a little video up saying he's excited that he's coming to the End Center for the Arts.
That's
He's heard you can see Pike's Peak from the lobby. You can see Pike's Peak from most places in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, yes.
It's especially beautiful from our lobby.
And which is perfect.
Yeah. You can't actually get lost because the mountains are still to the west.
West, yes. That's why I hate when I go someplace else and I'm like, where are the mountains? It's a struggle. It's real. Okay, so let's just again, before we wrap up, let's kind of review everything we've talked about. Seat of Learning opening tomorrow, Daisy.
Yes, tomorrow night, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Ed Center for the Arts. Free. Oh,
free. And go and see this amazing exhibit, which has been in the works for 3 years.
Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Okay, Theater Works, you have an Iliad opening March 12th.
Yes.
And it's down the street from Ensign for the Arts.
From the Ensign.
Get your tickets. Mm-hmm. As we just talked about, Hair, March 12th at the Ensign Center. Passion Play is coming up. When's that?
That'll happen in April. So April and May. So April 23rd through May 10th.
You got it. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the Artist Series, again, Sam Bush, this Friday.
This Friday.
Just a little bit, a few tickets left.
Yeah. We've got, I think, we've definitely got some in the mezzanine area, yeah. Which is a great seat.
So get your tickets.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas Payton Quartet on March 7th and Spanish Harlem Orchestra on March 20th. So definitely some few more great shows coming.
Absolutely. So everybody go get your tickets now at ucccspresents.org. And of course, they have questions. They can always reach out to you guys and Center for the Arts. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for always kind of giving us a sneak peek of what's coming up each season. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
I appreciate you guys.
That's such a delight.
Oh, thank you, guys. Daisy McGowan, Director, UCCS Gallery of Contemporary Art, and Caitlin Lowens, Artistic Director, Theater Works. Not enough coffee today, you guys. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, a lot happening in Pueblo. Pueblo Mayor Nick Radisar will be here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.